Audible.com is the leading provider in spoken word entertainment, including books, magazines, newspapers, and podcasts. They have over 35,000 books to choose from, including a large selection of conservative titles. Log on to townhall.com/audible to get a free audiobook download when you sign up today. Again, it's townhall.com/audible for your free audiobook.
Hey, it's the Happiness Hour on the Dennis Prager Show. How you doing, everybody? Every Friday at this time, I talk to you about the great subject of happiness. Come on, let's get that band up there, Sean. You're the conductor. Here we go, everybody. Get ready. I want you to sing along with me. I don't care whether you're driving or you're in the kitchen or you're at the office. Happy, happy, happy hour. Yes, it is. It's the happy, 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 happy hour. Everybody, indeed. I give so much importance to... ascribe so much importance to the subject of happiness that I do, no matter what, hell or high water, lice, vermin, darkness, smiting of the firstborn, we still have the happiness hour at this time. Happy people make the world better, and the world is made worse by people who tend to be on the unhappy side. So happiness is a moral obligation as well as a terrific thing to have in life. It's not easily attained. That's why the name of my book on happiness is Happiness is a Serious Problem, because it is. Life is tough. Yes, life is tough. It is great, and it is tough. Tougher for some than for others, that is true, but tough for everybody. My topic today is we need people. Emotional dependency is okay up to a point. Up to a point. Depending on people, however, we have gone the other extreme. We don't want to be overly dependent. You can't function, as it were, without someone. You collapse. On the other hand, we have really gone the opposite direction, where young people today, and incredibly young women too, believe that they should be fully independent and never depend on a man. Wow, that's great. That's a real achievement. You know, go through life without ever having depended on anybody. What's the good of that? What is the good of that? Now, I am very strong-willed and very self-reliant, but I depend on my friends. Absolutely. I do. I don't depend on them in the sense that they have to make me happy, that I can't do it. I work on that. That's my obligation to make Dennis happy. But I fully acknowledge dependence. And we have raised a generation to believe that to be independent, fully independent, is a good thing. It's a particularly remarkable when we do this with young women. Women, and this will... I'm almost choking in advance because it is so unheard these days. But female nature is, in fact, to bond with a man. That is female nature. It has been corrupted. Female nature has been warred upon. Men have been effeminized somewhat, but not nearly to the extent that women have been defeminized and masculinized. But and you have this terrible tension in women today, or for the last generation, of their nature telling them one thing and their mind telling them another, because their mind has been told that whatever they thought was their nature was really just socially induced, and it isn't really their nature to bond. Remember, a woman without a man is like a fish without a bicycle, famous feminist phrase during the heyday of feminism in the 70s. And so a generation of women was raised to believe that you could be perfectly happy without a man. And listen, and if you don't get a man for whatever reason, you should in fact work on your happiness. I'm not advocating that all single women be miserable, God forbid, or that all single men be miserable. But I am advocating that to attain the happiness that is available in life, we should bond with the opposite sex. If you can't because you didn't find the person, or because you don't attract the person, or because you are homosexual. I'm not dealing with that right now. For the great majority of people, the rule holds. There will always be a minority for whom rules don't hold. That is true. But bonding with the opposite sex is a form of attaining happiness that should not be neglected, and it should be taught to young people. And so I'm talking here about two things. One, bonding with the opposite sex, which was not is not taught to young people today as a desideratum. Ooh, great word. Desideratum, meaning desired thing. I want you to ask a college girl you know, I want you to ask her, if you could have a great job or a great husband, which would you prefer? I remember, I think I reported to you, I was on a plane from Arizona, and I was sitting next to an Arizona State University student. And I asked her that very question, and she said, oh, great, great career. And that's what they're taught. Had you asked this 50 years ago, they would have said great marriage. It wasn't great husband, it was great marriage. Would you like a great marriage or a great career? Ask that to this poor, pathetic soul who reached the pinnacle of professional success, the astronaut. Ask her if she prefers a great career or a great marriage. It was a telling lesson in what is ultimately most desired. But I'm talking to you on the larger issue of dependence. And I fully acknowledge dependence. I can't imagine my life without the intimates in my life, or without having a wife. This is the way life should be. It is okay. It is actually a good thing to have a person or people in your life that you depend on. Absolutely. 1-8-PRAGER-776. 1-8-PRAGER-776. Were you taught not to depend on anyone? Were you taught that? That's the question here. Were you taught that? Were you raised that way? Do you believe that? I know women who have forsworn men. They had a bad marriage, and now they say, "Oh, now I'm liberated. I don't have to pick up anybody's socks. I don't have to take care of a man. I have my own schedule now, and I have my own life." But the women that I know who say that, they're not better off in the final analysis that there is no man to love and to be loved by. This notion of oh, women don't need it. This is an old-fashioned sexist thing about women needing a man. Oh, please. That's nonsense. But it isn't nonsense. And it isn't nonsense about a man not needing a woman. Always cracks me up when, after all of his fooling around, Hugh Hefner remarries. Did I read somewhere that he's going to marry again? He's gone from 7 at a time to 3 at a time to now 1 in matrimony. 1-8-PRAGER-776. There was an article very recently, in fact, just in the last couple of weeks, in the New York Times, and it was titled here, "Insufferable Clinginess or Healthy Dependence." The domestic scenes that would slowly suffocate the marriage were not scenes at all in the usual sense, but silences, imagined slight, private fears, and so on. I will tell you what the gist of the article is when we come back after the break. But I want you to know that we have gone overboard, and I am a big one for independence. It's a big belief of mine, and that we make ourselves happy or unhappy, and we don't look to others to do that. But if I didn't have people that I depended on in my life, oh my God, I would feel that I had lost the greatest thing. What is the greatest thing in life? Why is that word become bad? That is the question that I want to pose to you. Why has that word become bad? It's you know, even though Barbara Streisand sang it, I still agree with it. People who need people are the luckiest people in the world. That is exactly right. Of course we need people. And that's the point of this happiness hour. We do need people. And as religious as I am, I could never say that God is enough. It was a Christian pastor, and I've quoted this to you, who made this incredibly profound point, in my opinion. God announces when he sees Adam that it is not good for man to be alone. But one could say Adam wasn't alone. He had God. But even God is saying, God, am not enough. I am necessary, but I am not sufficient. People do need people. It's okay to need people. 1-8-PRAGER-776. You are listening to The Happiness Hour on The Dennis Prager Show. Dennis Prager here talking to you about, on this Happiness Hour, that if we don't depend on anybody, we're not going to be happy. That doesn't mean you depend on them to make you happy, but that we need people. And there's no difference in my mind. You can't say, I need people, but I don't depend on them. I forget people. I need my car, and I depend upon it. I see no difference between need and dependence. But we have been raised, especially women, to believe that any dependence or need of a human being, especially need of a man, that's weakness. Need is weakness. It can be. It's a real balancing act here that the human has to engage in. That is why happiness is a serious problem. But by golly, we need. Listen to this from this New York Times article, and then I will take your calls at 1-8-PRAGER-776, 877-243-7776. In one recent study, psychologists rated 48 men and women attending Gettysburg College in Pennsylvania on measures of dependency and calculated their grade point averages. After controlling for the students' SAT scores and the difficulty of their course schedules, among other factors, the researchers found, to their surprise, and I will tell you why they were surprised, though you probably could guess it by now, that those students who scored highly on measures of dependency were doing significantly better on average than those who were more self-sufficient. Significantly better, and it surprised the researchers, because the researchers are academics, and they were raised in the academic world, and in that world you're told not to depend on anybody, especially women shouldn't. If you get in and get on, stay on. Don't hang up, because then you've taken up that place, please. Thank you very much. And let's go to Markel in Gilbert, Arizona. Markel, Dennis Prager.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm sorry, Dennis, I missed your intro. I didn't hear your comment.
You mean right now, the last few seconds?
Yes.
Don't worry about it. You heard me earlier and you called earlier.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, Dennis, I graduated from high school in 1992, and I was raised in that feminist generation that, you know, don't rely on a man or you will be disappointed. Some of that comes from my family history. My dad got ill very young, and my mom was the primary breadwinner, so I thought all I need is an education, an income, and I'm happy.
Well, a career.
A career, and I was a fabulous career woman up until about a year ago when I had my first child. And just looking at her, oh my goodness, I don't care about my career anymore. And that's created a real problem in my marriage, because my husband thought that he married Little Miss Independence as well.
Yes, that's right. Men have been just as brainwashed as women.
Yeah, this generation of men as well.
That's correct.
But see, it's affected everything, because my being was determined by my ability to be independent. And now that I have her depending on me, that's hindered that. So everything has just been spinned around 360, and I just hope that I can teach her that being dependent on someone is not the end of the world. In fact,
yes, and the worst comes to worst is that you're hurt.
Yes.
But people think that avoiding hurt is the great purpose of life.
Yeah.
It isn't.
Yeah.
And, you know, I I think it would be nice if you could to get a download of this show and play it for your husband.
Yeah, I hope so, that
he could be aware of what was taught to him. It's another example, folks, of how the education system is ruining so many people. And I believe that with all my heart and soul. I say it with no joy. There is no political agenda there. There's no wisdom. Not only is there no wisdom at the university, but there is often anti-wisdom. This is an example of it. Incidentally, those of you who have been taught you can't depend on a person, especially you women, you have been taught to depend on a career. Now, why exactly is that noble? It's not like you can't go through life not depending on anything. So what you have done is you have substituted an inanimate, unloving, unreciprocating, non-emotional a dependence for one that could hug you back. No, women, young women, don't depend on a man, depend on a career. Oh, that's satisfying. Right? There's still dependence. It's the human being must depend. There is there's no concept of utterly self-sufficient. It doesn't exist. So now that's really quite a recommendation, quite a prescription for misery. All righty, let's go to San Antonio, Texas. Ken, hello, Ken. Dennis Prager.
Oh, my gosh, Mr. Prager, it's an honor to speak to you.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate your show very much, and I just wanted to say that I think that, like myself, through experiences, I've found that I think many people have been jaded growing up. Like, it had happened to me. I had many people telling me that, you know, you can only depend on yourself for things, and I actually... not to knock on the military, but this is just a bad person I dealt with in my chain of command who was two steps above me and actually told me one day, you know, you can't count on anybody but yourself, so just look to yourself, which was somewhat disheartening when this person is supposed to be in, you know, a position of authority to help people. And I just think it's that feeling of when you're down and nobody's around and people just get hardened to that.
Well, when if there is indeed nobody around, it is extremely good to develop self-sufficiency talents, of course.
Well,
but isn't it better to be able to have people around?
You're absolutely right. I 100% agree with that.
I would like to learn how to survive in a wilderness if I were alone, but that is not the optimum condition.
I'd like to set myself apart from that and to think that I'm there when people need a friend.
Yes,
that's
right.
And I definitely try to do that for my friends.
Well, bless you, Ken. I'm very happy to have talked to you. Thank you very much. And let us go to Lana in Greeley, Colorado. Lana, Dennis Prager, thanks for calling.
Yes, as a blind person, I have always grown up with the importance of proving my independence, while at the same time needing to depend in some situations on other people, and therefore being even more stubborn in my proving independence in those areas I could. The result is, in high school and college, the guys did not know I existed, and that left serious scars.
Mm.
And I said, okay, I've got to have a career, I've got to have a good job to be financially dependent, or mm-hmm. financially independent. Mm-hmm. And I succeeded in doing that. By the way, it wasn't an exciting career, it was a job, it nearly destroyed me, but I hung in there. And I am retired, and so I got my reward. But it left scars. Mm-hmm. There are scars. Now, I think I am so used to being on my own, and have, you know, well, if they can do without me, I can do without them. That I doubt very seriously
right.
if I could get a relationship.
Oh, God. We'll return. Dennis Prager here, the Happiness Hour. Everything can be made pathologic. It is good to have vitamins, but you could drown in vitamins. Water is good, but you could drown in a swimming pool or a bathtub. There is nothing good that in excess cannot be made bad. All right? I can't think of anything. And I really cannot think of anything. So, of course, too much dependence is bad. But this edition of the Happiness Hour is about the opposite that has been drummed into people, especially young women. And that is, you shouldn't need anybody. You shouldn't depend on anyone. Of course, what they're saying is depend on a career. Now that's a charmer, isn't it? Because we all know that that's the be all and end all. What a dumb world it is that has taught so many young women something that will so hurt their happiness. And a lot of guys have bought into this and want women like that. Or they feel that way too. But we need people, and it is good to need people. It is good. Is there an unhealthy neediness? Of course there is. Clinging, unneedy. Those who will then collapse into nothingness without the person, that's a separate issue. I got interesting calls here. Let's go to Chicago and Hannah. Hello, Hannah. Dennis Prager, thank you for calling.
Hi, Dennis. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Hi. I'm actually calling because I'm not from America. I'm from Belarus, and I'm married to an American man. And I've been in this country for 5 years.
By the way, let me just tell Americans that Belarus is a small country
To
the west of Russia.
It used to be part of the USSR.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. It used to be part of the USSR.
Yes, exactly. Go ahead.
It's in Eastern Europe now.
Right.
So, the
not a very free country, I might add.
What did you say?
Not a very free country.
Oh, not at all. I'm not going to say anything. I don't want to be deported.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, there it is very important to get married. You can build career all you want, but the number one priority is your family and your children.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came here, I got married pretty much young, 21 years old. And the first 4 years that we were married were very hard. And we were fighting a lot because the cultural differences. And all my friends keep asking me, why am I not going to school and why am I not building a career? And I told them that I can't do that because I have to concentrate on my marriage. Because that was the number one thing for me to work on. I wanted to stay married to this man. And now after 5 years, we have a beautiful baby daughter who is 2.5 months old. And we have a wonderful relationship. And my friends who used to say to me, why am I not going to school? Why am I not building a career? Now, in the intimacy of a conversation, say to me that you were right, that with all our MBAs and degrees that we have, it doesn't matter. Because when you have nobody to come home to, it doesn't really matter. Your career doesn't matter when you're lonely.
Well, your friends are advanced. There are a lot of young women would
here.
I'm sorry?
I have friends who have bachelor degrees here, and I have friends who have MBAs in Belarus.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Well, thank you. That's a well-spoken call, as was the blind woman talking about how she overcompensated for her blindness by saying, I don't need anybody, and it had unfortunate psychological ramifications in her life. Young people listening, you are being, almost everything you're told at the university about life is wrong. Just assume that at the outset, that almost everything you are learning there is wrong. I don't mean factually wrong. I mean in terms of its outlook on life. And this is one of the classic examples. But please understand that those who say don't depend on a man or don't depend on a woman or don't depend on friends are saying do depend on a career. No, you shouldn't depend on humans for making a worthwhile, meaningful, happy life. No, you depend on a job. Now, that's really brilliant advice. You know how many careers can give you that element, that level of satisfaction, folks? Do you know what percentage? It's pretty small. Now, are you going to tell me that there are so many failed marriages? Yes, there are. That is correct. What does that have to do with the point that I am making? So therefore what? In case your marriage breaks up, therefore you should never depend on a man or a woman? I'll explain that too when we come back. All right, Jimmy Durante, thank you so much. You're listening to the Dennis Prager Show, the Happiness Hour, every week at this time, an hour on this subject. I wonder, I can't believe I have not done something analogous to this subject on a previous Happiness Hour. This is so basic, but I don't recall having done it. I know I've mentioned it in passing, perhaps in other hours, but young Americans, now middle-aged, because it started a generation ago, were taught not to depend on anybody, that not to need anybody, It's a prescription for unhappiness. I should really write. I say that too often. 25 different books I should write. This doesn't have to be a book. I should just write a list of the things done to young people at college and high school to ensure that they'd be unhappy. I'll give you one immediately. Telling them that they are citizens of the planet and have no American or any other specific identity. The identityless human being is going to be a less happy human being. Alan, that's worthy of that's even worthy of either ultimate issues or happiness topic. The new person, the identity free human being. But this one is the most obvious. Oh, young women, you don't need a man. That's patriarchal claptrap. You just need a career. Just ask that astronaut. 1-8-PRAGER-776. Tucson, Arizona. Jerry. Hello, Jerry. Dennis Prager.
Oh, hi, Dennis.
Hi, Jerry.
Yeah. I'm on. You know, I've run shops before with employees. I've had 20 employees under my supervision and management before.
Yep.
And, you know, I got real bad news for some fellows out there, but a 20-year-old married man with a kid on the way is twice as productive as a 40-year-old man who's never had a wife. You know, they don't have anything to be committed to. They've never had anything to be committed to. And, you know, a guy without commitments...
You rather have an 18-year-old married guy than a never-married 40-year-old.
Absolutely.
That is so powerful. Alan, send Jerry a cigar. Jerry, stay on. Alan will take your address. That's an idea. Maybe I could really annoy the totalitarians of the smoking zealotry here and send cigars to listeners. Anonymous in Los Angeles. Hello, Anonymous. Dennis Prager.
Hi, Dennis. Longtime fan. Sorry to be so negative on the happiness.
By the way, did your parents give you the name Anonymous? Or?
No. But as far as romantic relationships go, I'm 50 years old. I haven't had one since, just a brief dating when I was about 24. And as far as sex, the last time was when I was 17. And the reason is I think I have enough knowledge of myself. I've been to shrinks all my life, you know, et cetera. And I know that I'm just not emotionally or spiritually or whatever mature enough to have a relationship, a romantic relationship with a woman. Because I know that I would be too needy, too clinging. Another thing, I've lost, you know, a lot of people early in my life, like my mother and, you know, my father, and, you know, I have those kind of, quote, issues about losing people. And to me, a relationship, the bad would outweigh the good.
Right, so what you're saying is...
I'm protecting myself.
Yeah, exactly. Your view is better to never have loved so that you never lose.
Well, that's part of it. That's a big, big part
of
it.
Yeah, okay. All right. My view is the direct opposite. Better to have loved and lost than never to have loved. I don't want on Dennis Prager's tombstone that he never had pain. A painless life is an unhappy life. That's the irony. A painless life is an unhappy life. That's a good line, Alan. We ought to keep that. People equate that. Painlessness, or they equate pain with unhappiness. Big mistake, big mistake. Judy, Visalia, California. Hello, Judy. Dennis Prager.
Hi, Dennis. A pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you very much.
I think that this whole issue has been something that's been going on for many years. I graduated from high school in 1966. I went on to college and I got a degree, and then I put my husband through college so he could get his degree after he got home from Vietnam. And so I did mine first while he was there. I really had this already then, that you got to have a career, you got to depend on yourself, and it made me feel really good to be able to put him through college. And I had a job as a teacher, and then we had kids. And when our third one came along, I realized I couldn't teach and raise a family. I had continued teaching part-time, and I had to get to the point where I could say to God and to my husband, look, God, I really depend on you, and because I really depend on you, I'm going to depend on my husband to make enough money to support our family, and I'm going to stay home and raise the kids. And I was much happier having made that decision.
That's the point. Thank you, Judy. That is the point of this hour every week, is that this is about happiness. And I'm telling you, and we just have one more segment to go, 1-8-PRAGER-776, that we have been sold a bill of goods in telling young people that they don't need anybody, and the utterly independent life is a good life. That's why I brought to you this study that shocked the professors, and that found that the ones who scored high on measures of dependency had much better grades. Back in a moment. There's a middle road, and that's the one that needs to be traveled. Happiness Hour, Dennis Prager, final segment of this one. The notion that we are raised with now, that kids are raised with and have been for at least a generation, that independence is the ideal. To be dependent, or, God forbid, need somebody, it shows you're weak. I consider it weakness not to need anybody. I absolutely do. And I'll tell you why. You're weak if you don't need anybody, because the reason that you have not enabled yourself, allowed yourself to need somebody, is that you live in fear of losing what you need. That's weakness. That's your fear. Lest I lose this person, I will not have any person in my life to need, because I so fear pain. The fear of pain is not a characteristic of strength. So not needing anybody is not in any way a source of strength. It's a facade. It's a Potemkin village. Good term to know. Can't develop it right now as a theme. Let me summarize some of your calls here. Gary in Boston, interdependence, which comes from good communication, is necessary for a good marriage and a happy life. Yes, indeed, interdependence. That's exactly right. And I would argue this, if you can't depend on your spouse, or you come not to be able to, then why have one? Well, what's the good? You want to depend on your spouse for certain things, for a lot. That's great. And friends. Oh, yeah, in Palm Springs, California, what happens when the man you are depending on leaves for a younger woman? Well, if he leaves for a younger woman, an older woman, a woman in the same age, he has still left you. The younger woman part is perhaps an added hurt. Although, I don't know why I think the hurt is the hurt. I don't know if that adds. It's an interesting question. Does the age of the person add to the pain? Of course, I don't know enough, but yes, look, Olya, more divorces are initiated by women. As in fact, both sexes suffer from a divorce. Unless the person is heartless, everybody suffers. But so what is our choice? Never to need anybody? That's where, by the way, I would argue for the Olyas and everybody else, men and women, it's so important to have same-sex friends. That's the more people in your life that you can depend on, the better. James in San Antonio, Pete in Seattle, and the two others whose lines I don't see, forgive me. Yes, my friends, your kids are taught the wrong things at college about happiness. Now call in on anything on your mind.